When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, we will get a quick show in here on this Thursday. The NBA is back in action following the All-Star break, and that means Sacramento with the San Antonio Spurs tonight. And if you want to talk about a game that you better win tonight, because your next four games are at the Clippers, then the next night the Miami Heat, and then you go on the road and take on Denver and Minnesota. So this is a crucial game for Sacramento. And you know, let's face it, you're taking on one of the worst teams in the league in the Spurs. So no excuses. All right. You're coming down to the stretch drive now. You're in eighth place in the West. And tonight's got to happen. All right. You got to beat the Spurs. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then you worry about the Clippers, who you don't match up well against. Then, again, the very next night, you got Miami. And then you got to figure Denver's going to be ready for you. You beat them three times this year. And then against a very difficult matchup in the Minnesota Timberwolves. So there you have it. All right. That's your schedule. We look at five game increments, and these five games after tonight. And I say after tonight because tonight's game should not be close. All right. The San Antonio Spurs should not stay on the floor with the Kings. They just shouldn't. All right. You should win this game by 20 points tonight. And I know the Spurs have a couple of quality wins, but for the most part, they're not that good. And the Kings need to come in there tonight and steamroll them. All right. That's just the way it is. This game tonight needs to be decided in the fourth quarter with about 10 minutes left, all right, or sooner. Don't forget Ryan with the pregame show coming up for you at 6:30, Jerry Reynolds halftime, and then the postgame. I will not be on as I'm going to be traveling tonight, so I will rejoin everyone for the Clippers game, which is the next game in this five-game schedule. So, Ryan, then Jerry Reynolds at halftime, and then the post-game show. All right, I'm not going to do a show that long today if we don't get calls. If you get calls, I'll stay on for quite a while. If we don't get calls, then I'll talk about a couple of other topics, and then we'll move on, and I'll let you enjoy your Thursday evening, and I'll get ready for my flight. But I'm happy to do the show. I'm happy to take phone calls. So whoever wants to talk, we can go in any direction that you want. Again, I know it's kind of slow. Other than the NBA, not a lot going on. NFL, nothing going on, you know, not until we get to, you know, free agency for the most part. Golf is picking up a little bit, you know, as everyone's going to head towards the Masters, but that's not until April. So, you know, I think really it's basketball, the NBA right now, and then March Madness, which will be heating up right around the corner. All right. And you can fill out your brackets. You can get involved in that. Personally, I think college basketball is awful. I try to watch college basketball. God, the quality of basketball is so bad. I mean, and I've always been a big college basketball fan, but boy, it's not easy. It's not easy to watch college basketball the way it's played in this day and age. But again, it is the tournament. It creates a lot of excitement. And obviously, you know, I'll be covering it as much as I can. All right. Again, I need a leadoff person who wants to come on first. I'll be happy to take your phone call and we can talk about whatever you want. You know, again, for the Kings, I'm going to put it right on De'Aaron Fox. You know, De'Aaron Fox to me is the key, and he can't have any lulls like he had in the first 50 plus games. You know, you can't have that. All right. You don't see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander have lulls. All right. You don't see Steph Curry have lulls. I don't need to see De'Aaron Fox going through a stretch where he looks disinterested and doesn't look into it. That can't have that. Plain and simple. Can't have that. All right. And if the Kings are going to be in the top six, which guarantees you a playoff spot, then De'Aaron Fox has got to be the A version of Fox, not the B version or less. Got to be the A version, okay? You know, if everyone thinks he's an all-star, well, then you got to play like an all-star on almost every night. You can't be having bad games. You can't be looking disinterested. You can't be blowing off the media. That doesn't fly. Can't do it. Plain and simple. Can't do it. So we'll see. You know, that everyone should be well-rested. Everyone's had time off. Nobody was in the all-star weekend other than Keegan Murray, but that was, you know, again, another waste of time. And he came back to Sacramento on Saturday, so he's been well-rested. And now it's just time to, you know, rev it up, and it starts tonight. You got to get a little lucky. You got to hope that you don't have any injuries, and you can go from there. All right, why don't we say hello to John? John, it's always good to have you on the show. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Grant. How are you?
I am doing well.
As it should be. Man, I got to agree that De'Aaron Fox, man, we definitely need him to step up or maintain consistency. But what I think, Grant, is we need to make sure Harrison Barnes, and not only Harrison, I don't want to point him to him individually, but our bench needs to, other than Malik Monk, we know that he's going to come in and he's going to play well. He's kind of like our new Bobby Jackson, instant offense. He comes in, plays hard, hard and makes a shot. We need the rest of our bench to come in and not have, we can't have Harrison Barnes come in and score, you know, 18. And then the next four games in a row, shit, he'll go for five each game. We need him.
Yep, I'm with you.
To have, and I don't need 18, but we need 12 or 15. And I understand Harrison's smart and his spacing's great and everything like that. So I do not want to lay everything on him, but I think our bench needs to show up. And even if De'Aaron Fox is a B, B plus, if at least our bench is a C or a B, that can make up for some of that. We know what we're going to get from Sabonis. He works his ass off every night, every play.
Yep.
And when he comes off, he doesn't want to come off. When he goes on, he is ready to go. So,
yep, he's a real deal, man.
He absolutely is. And I think it's more on our bench, on our, you know, not even.
Yeah, the bench has got to play better. No, you know, the bench has got to play better. There's no question about it. It's got to be more than just Malik Monk and Trey Lyles every night. I mean, you really do need the bench. No question about it.
Yeah, man, that's what I think about it. And I think this break, you know, the All-Star break, this rest is well deserved and absolutely needed for the team that we got. And especially hearing that, you know, De'Aaron Fox, something's wrong with his shoulder, no MRI or nothing, but something's wrong with it. And we've known that for a month, at least a month.
Well, then the Kings ought to be fined by the NBA for not disclosing it on the injury report.
I would think so too. However, I'm not going to.
Yeah, because it messes with the integrity of the line in gambling. I mean, you can't withhold an injury on the injury report because, you know, when you see players that are on the injury report, it affects the betting line.
This is true to bettors, I suppose. However, De'Aaron Fox is a gamer. He wanted to play all those games.
I don't care if he's a gamer. But that's not the point. It's not a matter of whether he's a gamer or not. It's the fact is, if the Kings knew that he had an injury, and if De'Aaron Fox was disclosing to the team that he had an injury, then it needs to be on the injury report. Doesn't matter whether he's a gamer or not. That has nothing to do with it. He needs to be on the injury report if he has an injury.
You know, I guess you're right about that. But how substantial an injury is it? I mean, we've all had bruises and crap like that. I mean, it's
well, DeMontis Sabonis wasn't feeling well, and he was put on the injury report and was listed as questionable because he wasn't feeling well. So, I mean, if you have an injury, it needs to go on the injury report. Now, if you have a bruise, you know, then that doesn't go on the injury report. But, you know, obviously there's a criteria and there's protocol for this. But I just, again, the league needs to look into this. They need to look into it, in my opinion.
It makes me wonder as well, too, because a bruise, shit, you can have a bruise, and then 2 days later, it's not a bruise. You get bumped again. Damn, there's a bruise there again. So,
yeah, well, a bruise is not considered an injury. Okay.
Well, a contusion. A contusion is a bruise.
Unless you have a bone bruise. You know, John, listen, almost every player in sports has a bruise. That's not an injury. Okay. An injury is something I mean, I think we know, but it's you can have a bruise and not be injured. All right.
Trust me, I do know, Grant. I'm in construction and I get bruised and, you know, crap happens all the time. And I still go to work. And sometimes I might say, man, it doesn't hurt. But what I mean is it doesn't hurt bad enough for me not to go to work.
I understand.
So that's where I lie on that.
You take care, bud. Good hearing from you.
Hey, Grant, if you could get online during your flight and call your stewardess out or whatever, like you talked about the other day, I will get my ugly mug on there and you can see what she thinks.
All right, we'll see what we can do, buddy. You take care.
Hey, have a great flight, Grant.
Thank you, bud. All right, let's move along. Let's get to Zach right here on Listen App. Hey, Zach, good evening.
Hey, so the Kings have 28 games remaining, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, I think a lot of people are probably projecting around 45, 46 wins. But if that's like the case, that means they would only go 15-13, 14-14. So basically, they're a 500 team.
Well, if they go 15-13, they're not going to be a top six seed. They'll be 7, 8, 9, or 10.
You know, I agree with that. I'm just saying, like, as I look at this team and the how it will shake up to the end of the season, they don't really seem like that legitimate of a team.
Well, I don't think they're a threat in the playoffs. So if that's what you call legitimate, I think they're a playoff team, but they're not going to be a top four team in the West, in my opinion. And they're going to have to really fight and claw to be a fifth or sixth seed, because right now New Orleans and Phoenix are ahead of them. And again, you can't be having any more bad losses. They've had a number of bad losses. That cannot happen in these remaining 28 games.
No, yeah, definitely. And then the whole Fox injury, like, I mean, I remember it was like, what was it, like 5-6 weeks ago when there was that game, forgot who was against, but that's when he did injure it. And then you saw the next game, he had tape around it and they took that off. And then, like, would you, like, how possible is it that Fox just kind of hid it from his team, like that he wasn't, like, injured?
Highly unlikely.
Okay. Interesting. Just wanted to know about that.
Yeah, no problem. Well, he needs treatment. You know, if you have injuries, you get treatment. And, you know, if you have an injury, then you have to get treatment. And there's no way that you could get treatment without people knowing about it.
Because it's weird, because, like, I just saw, like, on Jason Jones' tweet, I think it was he said, like, according to Fox, it was confused.
Well, Jason Jones wouldn't know. He probably doesn't even know what month it is. So anything that Jason Jones puts out, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. If you're going to go with somebody else, go with somebody else, but don't go by anything that Jason Jones tells you. He is one of the most clueless media members that I've ever been around.
Or maybe I'm thinking Jason Anderson.
Okay. Well, okay.
My bad.
Jason Anderson's fine. No problem.
But, like, it was just because he basically said, like, according to Fox, like, Fox doesn't, like, he was confused of, like, what it was about his old shoulder that was injured, like, bothering
right.
him. Like, it was confused. And then he said he didn't need an MRI because he didn't think it was serious. But, like, shouldn't the medical staff, like, try to override his thought, you know, and, like, say, hey, let's get you an MRI?
You know what? I don't think it's – no, maybe not. But here's the reality. Nobody says a damn thing about Fox's shoulder when he has a good game. And he's had a lot of good games. They only have a problem when he doesn't have a good game, like he didn't have a good game against Oklahoma City. But nobody was talking about his shoulder after the Denver game leading into the All-Star break, where he was tremendous, you know, particularly in the second half. So – I think we're making too much out of this, to be honest with you.
I mean, could it be like a situation like where it's just like the injury just kind of flares up? Like,
I guess. Different, sure. It could be.
Different times. And it's like the times when it doesn't flare up, that's when couldn't have a good game. It's just weird.
Again, I think we're making way too much out of this.
Fair.
That's my opinion. Based on what I know, I think we're making too much out of this. That's my feeling. And here's the other deal. Let's just say that you're right. That shouldn't affect your mood on the court. That shouldn't affect your demeanor. That shouldn't affect whether you talk to the press or not. I mean, there are some issues going on with him that I don't like, and that has nothing to do with his shoulder.
Oh, no question. Like, I've definitely, like, kind of been dissatisfied how he's been over the last, you know, 5-6
yep.
weeks as far as his character and all that. And I think it's definitely rubbed on the team having you, don't you
yep.
think?
Yes,
so
I do.
That's my biggest concern going into the playoffs.
I agree with you. 100%. You and I are on the same page. I totally agree with you.
Yep.
Hey, folks, I want to talk to you about Z-Biotics. Let's face it, after a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found Z-Biotics. Z-Biotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Z-Biotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make Z-Biotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And again, I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then I was at a birthday party. My buddy and his wife had rented out a restaurant, and I had a couple of drinks, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot tonight. And you know what, folks? Believe me, it is the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's so much going on, right? Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. Zbiotics is back with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, go to zbiotics.com/grant. Use the code Grant at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, Zach, you have a good one, bud. Thanks very much for the call.
What do?
You know, again, I just think this De'Aaron Fox shoulder thing is we're making too much out of it. That's my feeling. You know, yeah, he hasn't missed any games because of it, and he's had a lot of good games. And when he has a good game, nobody talks about it. So I think we got to kind of put the brakes on there. Jerry, how are you today, Jerry?
Hey, Grant, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, buddy.
Hey, Grant, you know what? I don't wish anybody to lose their job, Grant, but I am so glad that Matt Barnes is no longer with Comcast Sportsnet. How do you feel, sir?
He should have never been hired in the first place. The guy is an individual that has a big-time anger management problem. His arrest record speaks for itself. His abuse of women speaks for itself. His complete disregard for other humans speaks for itself. His brawl at the New York City nightclub, where, again, he allegedly sucker-punched a woman, speaks for itself. Spitting in the face of an adult at a 49ers game speaks for itself. Calling a police officer an F&F, a homophobic slur, caught on video, speaks for itself. Can I stop there, or do you want me to keep on going?
No, sir, you can stop there, Grant.
Okay, and thank you very much.
And Grant, saying all lives matter, every single one, dethrones your career that you've done for decades. And I'm just like, what the hell was Comcast Sportsnet even thinking hiring this guy?
NBC Sports California, not Comcast. Go ask them. Why don't you call somebody up at NBC Sports California and ask them who is the Einstein that thought it would be a good idea to hire someone with an arrest record like Matt Barnes?
Grant, do you think that they...
Hey, let me just tell you something. If you think it's okay to hit a female, that right there should prohibit you from ever getting a job in television covering a sports team. All right, that just there, that alone. We can stop right there, okay?
Exactly, Grant. And you know what, Grant? And just like I tell everybody, you know what? It doesn't need to escalate to that where men want to raise their hands to a woman. You know what? Hey, happy...
No, you know what? And it's never his fault. Go back and read all the stories. It's never his fault. It's always somebody else's fault. He never takes ownership over anything. I mean, it's a joke. He's an embarrassment. I mean, the guy's a disgrace. Plain and simple, he's a disgrace.
Grant, neither does DeMarcus Cousins, right? Weren't they at that nightclub? It was both him and DeMarcus, right?
Yeah, but DeMarcus didn't do anything wrong. And DeMarcus was shown on the sidewalk, unaware that somebody was using their phone to video him, and he was right there. I mean, you can go back and look at it. It's on public record, talking about what Matt Barnes did in the fight. So I don't have any problem with DeMarcus being there because he didn't do anything wrong at the club. So I'm not picking on him. He didn't do anything wrong.
Grant, with the game, with the Spurs coming in tonight, Grant, I hope the Kings do not take this team lightly, because we all know that Popovich has his teams playing every night, Grant, to go out there and give it their best. You know what? And, I mean, these are important games coming down, Grant, to the stretch, because you know what? One game could be either number 6 to number 8. You guys got to go out there, and they got to perform.
Amen. No question about it. And if they don't, they're going to lose.
Yes, sir. All right, Grant. Well, thanks for taking my call, Grant. Have a good rest of the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Yeah. I mean, the fact that we even have to talk about Matt Barnes is a shame. Seriously. I mean, it's just, the guy is just a disgrace. He really is. All right. Again, if you want to get in on the program before I wrap it up, raise your hand and we will do it. How many shows have I done this week from airports? Quite a few, I think. You know, here I am standing up. Where am I at? I have no idea where I'm at. That's part of my problem. I never know where I'm at. But I do know I'm at an airport. And I do know that I have a flight. And I do know that if Jerry was on my flight tonight, he would have to be heavily sedated and probably put into an induced coma, because he wouldn't be able to handle the flight that I'm going on. I can guarantee you that. If he can't make it from Sacramento to Vegas, okay, I mean, oh my gosh, wow. Sacramento to Vegas, he can't handle that. He would not be handling the flights that I go on. I can promise you that. Oh my God. Oh, what a piece of work he is. All right, so let me repeat. Ryan will have the pregame show coming up at 6:30. Jerry Reynolds at halftime. And then we invite your phone calls on the postgame show that is coming up probably at about 9:30 tonight, right after the Kings and the Spurs. I will not be on, but I'll join the fellas for the Clippers game. Looking forward to that, but I will not be able to do the show tonight. So just wanted to put that out there. All right. Anybody else want to get on before I wrap it up? I did want to do a quick show just to talk a little bit about the game, talk about the matchups and what lies ahead for Sacramento. Again, they are currently 8th in the West. These 5 games and the 4 games after tonight are brutal. All right. The Clippers, which give the Kings fits, next night home against Miami, and then at Denver and at Minnesota. A very critical stretch coming up for the Kings. All right. I'm going to say so long. Walk to my gate. And I will talk to you down the road. All right. You all be good. Thank you very much. Appreciate each and every one of you. Bye-bye now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.